Hello. Today we're talking about fun. So we have so far covered fitness, finance, family, field or career, faith, belief systems, friends, and today, day seven, is fun. Missed yesterday, some stuff happened. But yeah, fun today. And I think it's really timely, isn't it? Because we've had 12 years where there has been a massive restriction on the things, the activities we can do for fun. But some people are still managing to create some good times and others aren't. So something to think about, some just some questions to throw at you for when you're watching this on replay. Could be how much fun you are having on a day-to-day basis, because there's two types of fun really. There's sort of your daily free fun, and there's your bucket list stuff. So your daily free fun could be sticking 20p's worth of popcorn in the microwave and having a watching a film with the family. And your bucket list stuff could be like, climb Kilimanjaro or Machu Picchu or all that kind of stuff. I think it's important to find a balance between the two, because there's no, in my opinion, there's no point having these massive things in the future if you're not going to enjoy the journey to get there. So, as we've alluded to, a lot of the things we've already talked about should result in some level of enjoyment. So, for example, again, I can only talk about my experience, but I don't want it to make this about me. But from my experience, to help give some context, is I enjoy the fitness and the exercise that I do. For example, this morning went for a run around the reservoirs up near us with a friend of mine. So that counted as spending time doing my exercise and with a pal. I enjoy spending time with the family. That's fun. Like today, you're going to knock off early because it's Easter holidays and we'll go to the park. Not a massive event by any stretch of the imagination, but I will have fun and the children should have fun. Something to measure, maybe. Have you had fun three times in the last week or so? Yes, no. Is it in the diary, something planned to enjoy? And I know, again, I know it's restricted, but and the 12th will start, 12th of April, we're gonna be able to do stuff, but you can't sit in the pub every day for the rest of our lives. So we know what next week, pubs and restaurants and things, but what else can we do? There's pop in the diary that's pretty much free that will allow you to have some fun. Are you a fun person to be around? Would you hang around with you? That's always an interesting one. You do know you can have too much fun though, don't you? So, me, pre where I am at the moment, and I'm not saying I will not revert back at some point, but where I am at the moment is probably having too much fun and neglecting other things like my health and the family and all that kind of stuff. Because if someone said you fancy watching the football on the beer, I'd be like, yeah. And maybe having too much fun one end. There's no point in having so much fun that you spend when all the time you should be working with a hangover in bed, or what, you know where I'm coming from with that. And are you able to find fun just in everyday stuff? Just the enjoyment of something funny that happens in the supermarket when everyone else is going mad about the queue or something like that. Are you able to just find a way to enjoy yourself? So fun reduces your stress, it increases your cortisol and all that kind of stuff. So what's on your bucket list? If you're enjoying every day, come on, what's on your bucket list? Is it that weekend in New York when you're allowed? Is it that for I want to take the kids when they're older on a train journey all around Europe for a few weeks? Is it just a weekend camping? Is it a walk with the dog? Is that fun, or is that a task? So it's really, really, really important that we sort of find fun in the everyday, but also build a list of things that we would like to enjoy to aim towards. So the fitness will contribute to being able to do more things, I think. The finance will contribute to be able to make more choices to do more stuff. Having fun with the family is important. Enjoying or having fun in your day job or side hustle or making that fun. If it's not fun, maybe having to think about what you could do that is fun. Having fun exploring the faith belief systems that we talked about, self-study, getting to know yourself and being a better person, and obviously having fun with your friends. So this the fun thing encompasses the whole thing. So it's really, really important to focus on enjoy. We're only here for 4,000 weeks. It's important that we enjoy most of it. I know it's been very hard for a lot of us globally, which is a weird thing that across the world many of us have been in the same boat. It's not a bespoke misery, I suppose, on in terms of where this is and how this is affecting millions of people. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. So let's get out there, set some goals, and go enjoy ourselves. See you later.